Farmers have lost money by renting land to grow row crops in recent years. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Raising corn or soybeans on rented land the past few years has led to red ink for many Illinois farmers. Gary Schnitke is an ag economics professor at the University of Illinois.
Rental farmland has provided negative returns for the past several years. In 2025, we're projecting a positive return, but that is built on $100 of federal program payments.
Schnitke's colleague, Nick Paulson, says part of the problem is that corn prices are below $5 a bushel and soybeans are around $10 a bushel.
Many farmers basically kind of hope for a break even in most years, but really waiting for the small number of years where we really hit those home runs and have some of those high returns. The problem right now with this philosophy is, when will those high income years happen again?
Paulson says farm income is tied more to controlling costs than getting higher prices.
Marketing strategies is not where we see the differentiation between the farms that do well and the farms that don't do so well in relative terms. So, you know, everybody did good in 2022, but some did better. Those farms that do better, in the data we look at for Illinois farms, it's the farms that have their cost side under control.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.